Shishi of Lech Lecha is an aliyah of transformative status. Of course, we have the Bris Ben Abisar, and then we also have the mitzvah of Mila. What I'd like to try to do is to illustrate Aliba the Ramban, three different points where we get an insight into Avram's inner world. And I think that they all work, together. One of them is actually a mitzvah Ladoros. It begins with Vinei Ma Chashicha Gidola Nofela Salav, when the Ramban really amplifies Shitas Rashi, where Rashi talks about the Choshech and the Tzar of the Galos, and the Ramban says that Avram was able to feel, right, literally in a visceral sense, feel the future suffering of Klal Yisrael. Point number one. Point number two, Vayishma Avram L'Kol Sarai, the story of, Hagar, the Ramban emphasizes that Avram wasn't running to do it, but if this is what Sarah wanted, out of respect. And even though Avram deeply, deeply, deeply wanted children, as we spoke about yesterday with the idea, of Vayach Shevelo Tzedaka, he realized that children are always, a gift beyond words. Nonetheless, he only was with Hagar in the sense of, Vayishma Avram, L'Kol Sarai, that this is what, Sarai wanted. And the Ramban goes on to say, and also with a full conviction of Ulai, Ibana Mimena, that maybe this would be, good for the long term, for Sarai. The third point in terms of Avram's inner world is Halech Lefanai Ve'yesamim, which is obviously a reference to the mitzvah of Mila, sort of the irony of Chavala, of a Chovel Be'atzmo, but instead of being a Balmum, you become even more Tamim, part of that dialectic. So, the Ramban says, his Halech Lefanai Ve'yesamim is, to have a sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate veto power, and it's not El Mamon Ninim Ve'El Kosmim Yishmal Ve'ata Lochein Samcha Hashem Elokecha, right? And to have this inner conviction, total conviction, that, Hashem ultimately is in control of the universe. So we get three different points of insight into Avram's just inner world, right? Ema Chashecha Gedol Nofel HaSalav, his being the Av HaUma, translated into a certain very deep identification, even with the future of the Jewish people, right? His devotion, filial piety as a husband, Vayishma Avram L'Kol Sarai, and then, as we've spoken about many times, is an Isha Muna par excellence, right? The idea that the Torah is projecting here of Avram's capacity, singular capacity, he's Halech Lefanai Ve'yesamim, Bris Mila is really his mitzvah of the total devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamim Tiyah, Im Hashem Elokecha, of course a mitzvah Le'dore Doros. It's really interesting to think about in the context of this aliyah, because the Ramban's, major contribution to the age-old question dealt with by Rambam and by Raivin as to why the mitzvah were punished, or Gam Esagoya Shriyavodu Dan Anochi. Well, why? Wasn't it predetermined? Va'avadu Minu Osam Arba Me'o Shana. So the Rambam says, much to the Raivin's consternation, that, it wasn't a gzeira on any particular mitzvah, so every mitzvah is still responsible. So the Raivin says they should be credited with a mitzvah, so the Raivin focuses on some other things, right, including the idea that they went well beyond Vavadim Vinu Osam, right, they committed infanticide. But the Ramban adds a very profound idea that even if you would say that they stayed within the gather of Vavadim Vinu Osam, but it was still completely unacceptable because of their Kavanos Raos. They weren't doing it because God told them to do it, but they were doing it with malice and with malevolence, right? In other words, the inner world was so, corrosive. And we know by the Ummos HaOlam, it's interesting that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Metzarif Machshava L'maisa L'ra, but not, L'tova. So that's something really interesting to think about. Here, they also did the Maisa, but the Kavana was particularly egregious. So I think in that very Aliyah, it's really striking, L'shita Saramban, that Avram's inner world is a deeply refined place. That the mitzvah of Hayei Tamim, of Libo Tamim Imo, the sense of total commitment to Sarah, Vayishma Avram L'Kol Sarai, even to a fault, the Ramban says that Avram was too deferential when it came, to the relationship with Hagar. He should have, been more interventionalist, with respect to Sarah's Vatana Sarai. And then finally, the idea of Avram's inner world being defined by Jewish history, Ema Chashecha Gedola Nofela Salav, that Sa'ar that he felt viscerally for the future of the Jewish people.